Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9, opening the show for us there. That was Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Revolution, taken from her new album. Now, pause the tape for a second. There's something rather different about tonight, in case you haven't already noticed. Usually, here at Different Strokes, it's about camp and geek and, you know, camp and geek colliding on air. And I always have my girl, Jade, back announcing the song that we open the show with. That obviously isn't happening because I'm talking to you right now. So where is Jade? What's the situation with Jade? Has she been voted off the show? What's going on? I feel that, you know, tomorrow in Confidential, everything's going to come out. So I'm going to give you guys the tea. I'm going to give you guys the exclusive scoop right now. The truth from the horse's mouth. Jade has not left Different Strokes for good. She's just merely sick, okay? So stop dramatizing, you guys. My God. So tonight is just me, the campsite of Different Strokes, taking you right up to 8 o'clock. And joining me later on, I've got Camp Revolution. It really doesn't get any camper than this, you guys. I mean, I'm trying to represent the geek here, but it's clearly not happening. So got an interview coming up next with the fabulous, very sassy Melbourne hip-hop duo of Camp Revolution. And I'm also going to, in my attempt to try to be a little geeky like Jade, we're going to talk about Tiny Towers, the app. And, you know, any of you who grew up playing Nintendo or Segas and all that, or if you're just a fan of kind of 8-bitty kind of apps, I think you're going to like this one. But later on in the show, what I wanted to do is, you know, I've been thinking a lot about growing up and collecting action figures. And, you know, some boys play with dolls, some boys play with Batman and Robin and, you know, He-Man and whatnot. So I want to know, when you guys were growing up, you know, did you collect action figures? If you did, let me know what kind of action figures you collected as a kid. Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Joining me right now in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, the very sassy, very classy Melbourne hip-hop duo of Camp Revolution. Hello!
Hello! Hi. Thank you very much. We did dress up.
Yeah.
We did.
You forgot dirty.
Well, let me just say, because this is radio, nobody can see what we really look like. Thank God for my situation. But Carice, like, she came, like, you know, Beyonce upgrade you style, pimped out. I'm talking, you know, some sort of fur creature.
Girl, you know, you got to represent, you got to work it.
But it is fake, so don't y'all be getting all up in me. Throwing blood and Peter.
Don't pour paint on her fur.
No.
It's fake.
It's all fake. True We're not style. That expensive yet.
So you guys, I mean, what's interesting about Camp Revolution is that you have had over 3,500 views on YouTube, on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
So unaware of your success.
I know, you know, it's hard to keep up with it all.
It is pretty hard. So we did skyrocket very quickly into a huge frenzy of fame and fortune, but I feel like we've been handling it really well.
Yeah, I try to get away from all that.
Try to stay grounded, yeah, try to keep it real.
Yeah, I get a big head.
So both of you, now, talk to me about how Camp Revolution came about and what's the idea behind it.
It started as a joke, like all good projects.
All good things, yes.
Yeah. So Dick Teasy and I,
yes,
we went to university together and we were helping out a friend of ours, and he was very disorganized. Like, right, we're going to help you with your video project, but we're
calling the shots.
Yeah, we're calling the shots, and basically we're going to create this fake band and we're going to do a song and do a ridiculous video clip,
which was
called She Gay.
Mm-hmm, and it made absolutely no sense. And by the end of the week, everyone at our university knew who we were.
So it kind of went viral with She Gay.
It did go viral.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like your video project. You just kind of hijacked this dude's thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
turned into your music video.
Yeah, well, pretty essentially much. That's how it started. Yeah. That's how Camp Revolution.
And then we kicked the other members out.
Yeah.
So how many were there at the start?
Originally it was four.
There was four of us.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a Destiny's Child situation.
Yeah, look, we got rid of Latoya and Latavia.
We can't really divulge too much.
They weren't camp enough.
They weren't at all.
They just weren't.
They were way too straight to be in Camp Revolution.
And they just dropped out, you know, mysteriously. Yeah. Couldn't make it on tour.
We stopped answering their phone calls. We just cut them out.
Damn, Beyonce. Damn. Mm. So, I mean, your videos are fantastic. One that you uploaded in June was called Lover.
Yes.
Spell L-U-V-R.
Yes.
Because you're down with the lingo. Mm. Now, that one was very much a Miami-looking production.
Yes, it may look like Port Melbourne was the location, but I do strongly would like to say that it was shot in Miami.
Yes. Mm. Big budget.
Just for the record.
This one, yeah.
But yeah, so it's our sort of hip-hop gay version of Grindr and all those sort of ridiculous
homage.
Apps.
It's our favourite app.
Yeah, it's our favourite.
It's so my favourite app. So they would stop kicking me off.
So you guys are more like a comedy hip-hop duo, would you say?
We wouldn't
a little
say...
Bit. Look, if you laugh, you laugh. If you dance, you dance.
But we do it in a very serious way, so it's more about the way you interpret it. So we're not just like, ha, 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 we're being funny.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is entertainment.
It is.
Now, I noticed that because I've been watching a lot of X Factor this year. The Australian and UK one. Now, what I've noticed is that there's a lot of YouTube sensation showing up on our Australian X Factor. Now, did you both think about giving it a go on the main stage?
We didn't want to compromise our creative integrity.
No, we didn't.
And because then we
and
would
And we're
have
not
to
just a
censor.
Crazy Frog style YouTube fad. We do amazing performances around Australia, and we are definitely more of a performance piece as well, not just a YouTube one-off, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort that goes into every show. It's not, you know... Yeah.
It's not something that can be captured in an audition piece.
No, not at all.
I don't think Nat Bass and Mel B would appreciate...
Ronan would definitely hate
it. Oh, Ronan would hate it.
Mm.
But Ronan did put through up front the two tone-deaf Melbourne twins, so...
Did he?
He kind of saw Eurovision potential in those two. So I'm kind of thinking
cut off our arms and then we'll be huge.
No, you did not, girl.
Girl did.
Wow, I didn't even have to do it this time. Normally it's me who says it very inappropriately.
You are both controversial, but you're actually going to play a Melbourne show tomorrow.
Yes, we're playing.
Nice little segue from that little controversy.
Yes.
We are playing at the Rooftop Bar at 8 o'clock, and it's a free show, so rock up and just have a gawk. And
what can we expect with your live shows? I mean, you've already said that it's, you know, art installation pieces.
It's not an extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza.
So organza extravaganza.
Can you give us a bit of a taste, a bit of a teaser of what we can expect at a Camp Revolution show?
Well, essentially every show has a theme. We've done designer label theme. We've done Americana theme. We did a Space Jam theme at one point as well.
Yeah, Space Jam was fun.
Was it jungle?
We've done everything.
Yeah, we've done everything.
So basically, it feeds from your costumes through
costumes,
to the choreography.
Yeah,
yes,
through
to the music.
So we've chosen all of our food-related songs for this show. The theme is tasty.
That's a little insight
theme
there.
Theme is tasty.
I know you can't give anything away, really, because it's so exclusive. Mm-hmm. But can we expect Kalesis milkshake in there in a mix somewhere? Ooh, okay.
You know what?
Hitting a nerve.
As we are, you know, predominantly a band that remixes other songs, yes.
Of course we couldn't go past Kalesis.
There may be some milkshake, yes.
Yeah.
So if you're into that track, you will love our show.
And I know you guys are fans of Lil' Kim.
Oh, mm-hmm. huge.
We can't say Queen a bee. Tasty theme without maybe thinking of how many licks. Yeah. Have I hit another nerve?
Oh, ooh. Someone's been...
Naughty
yeah.
boy.
Mm. I'm just getting inspired for your show.
So what are you wearing?
Listen, Kim.
That's what I want to know.
Candy lingerie. Yeah. I found something in my size today, so it's a relief.
There's always not enough candy lingerie.
It's hard to find lingerie that's just right.
That's just right. Just the right amount of fruit tingles. Mm.
Not too much whiz fizz in there, I'm sure.
Look, Camp Revolution, thank you for joining me here on Different Strokes. If you guys want more information on the pair, you can, of course, head to their MySpace, which is myspace.com/CampCampRevolution.
And we're all on Facebook.
We are. We're on all that
Visit
stuff.
Our YouTube channel. Check out Love of the Video if you haven't already
and
seen
come
it.
See us tomorrow night
at the rooftop. But it's going to be an early one, guys. It's a you pretty know, one-off show, so you've got to get there
your party.
Eight.
You can do it before you go to IQ.
Yeah. Well, we chose gay night for a reason, so it's like kind of like...
Every night's gay night.
Yeah, every night is gay night, baby.
But like super gay night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Extra yeah. super gay night, because, girls, we're getting paid on Thursday, girl. So...
Yeah, we girl. Are getting paid. Get money, get paid.
Get money. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy. We're going to play Camp Revolution's
yes.
song, Lover. Awesome. I know you guys are going to be gagging for this. So
turn off your grinders and listen. It's like 3 minutes. Seriously, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
No worries. Thanks, you're on Joy. And coming up next, I'm going to talk about Tiny Towers app. Not nearly as scandalous, but, you know, we'll see if I can come up with a theme song for them.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. How cray-cray were those two, Camp Revolution. So thanks for joining me here on Different Strokes. Tonight, I do realise that it is a little bit heavy on the camp side when we normally do have a pretty fair representation of camp and geek, because that's what Different Strokes is about. But because Jade is taking the night off because she's sick, I'm going to have to hold down fort, you guys. And she actually suggested a segment that she was going to do if she were here in person tonight, that she wanted to talk about Tiny Towers. I'm going to be truthful with you guys. I'm not big on the apps. I don't get apps and all that. But after a little bit of research and after Jade, you know, gave me some pointers, I think I can get into Tiny Towers. Now, I've never formally reviewed an app before, so I'm not really the best person to talk about technicality and all that. But what really appealed to me with Tiny Towers was, you know, the look. It's very important for an app to, you know, function and look in a certain way that grabs me, or, you know, instills some sort of nostalgia. I'm really big with nostalgia when it comes to games, because let's face it, I mean, I turned 24 yesterday and I kind of feel like I'm not down with the cool kids anymore. I'm not down with the kids of this generation and the kind of games they're playing on PS2 and all that. You know, I mean, I can maybe do the Lego series on PS2, like the Lego Star Wars and the Lego Batman. I can do that, but, you know, even that in itself, Lego, has a nostalgic feel for me. So whenever I'm talking about games or video games or apps, I look for a nostalgic feel. And that's what Tiny Towers seemed to give me. So it's got this 8-bitty kind of appearance and kind of 8-bitty sound. So that to me, you know, it's everything that I wanted growing up and, you know, kind of not being able to play with your old Segas anymore. It's everything I want at this stage of my life, really, just to capture that feeling. So what I want to know with you guys is, because later I'm going to talk about toys that we grew up with, you know, did you grow up playing Nintendo and Segas and all that? If so, what kind of games did you guys play? Are you a Tiny Towers app user, perhaps, and you like it? Let me know. You can send me a text on 0427-JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. If you're on Twitter, which we are, you can reply to us or tweet us at diffstrokes949.
Different Strokes Flashback, bringing pop culture back from the yesteryears.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. That was J-Lo, Puppy, the Rehab remix. Tonight we are especially camp because my other half, Jade, who normally represents the geek, isn't in. But hey, we have been thinking about, you know, Jade and I were texting each other during the week, just thinking about toys and action figures that we grew up, collecting as kids. Because I told her that, you know, I didn't play with dolls and I didn't, you know, I did have a penchant for fluffy toys, fluffy stuffed plushies. You know, I had a penchant for those, but I never got into dolls. I never got into Barbie or anything like that. I know some boys do it, but I just never went into that. So what I was really big on, though, was Batman and Spider-Man. Typical child of the 90s kind of stuff. But just got an email here from John in Perth. Actually, he's not a lot of words, but I think the action figure toy that he, grew up collecting, he actually sent a picture of it. It's Gumby. How many of us had Gumby when we were growing up? I mean, Gumby's just iconic. Gumby's an institution, so thanks for sending that in, John. And, other action figures that, you know, people in the 90s or people of our generation might have had growing up include, say, Ninja Turtles. Does that ring a bell for anyone? Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, maybe Wonder Woman, I'm not so sure. But Jade was, Jade actually brought up as a flashback idea, He-Man and She-Ra. Now, I'm not sure whether she still has her He-Man collection or she ever had a He-Man collection, but she mentioned He-Man and She-Ra, which was something I not as a shade or as an insult to Jay, but I always kind of felt like something my father got into as opposed to someone in their 30s. So I kind of had to ask her, you know, girl, did you have He-Man and She-Ra action figures? What's going on? So upon a little bit of research, I learned that they actually started off as toys manufactured kind of in the mid-70s, and then it kind of grew into, you know, illustrated books and the TV series and the film and all that. So I find it so interesting that, because with a lot of the action figures I have, you know, they were just a product of comic book characters or like TV show characters. I found it so interesting that He-Man and She-Ra actually started as, you know, action figures with books that came with it, and you know, it kind of grew from there. So it was very interesting to see how that happened. And they're still working on He-Man and She-Ra as far as I'm aware. Based on my research, apparently back in 2009 they were, you know, going to bring it back and going to put a new twist on it. I mean, I love the idea of action figures. You know, if I'm honest, if there were no social stigma, I would continue collecting Batman and Power Rangers and all that.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.